That is set up. All right, let's begin. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Betting the Blue Podcast. On this week's episode, we've got March Madness bracket update with first two rounds, including also the first four and how I've gone with predictions so far. We've got MLB Korea Series recap to go over. We've got MLB news to go over with some big dominoes coming off the board and some NFL news to go over. Let's get right into it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to episode 118 of Betting in the Booth podcast. Thank you so much for the support to this point. I very much do appreciate it. Update as to why the episode is coming out today and not yesterday. Yesterday was the Jewish holiday of Purim, or as I would best compare it for non-Jews, basically the Jews' version of Halloween, and there was no way I was going to get up an episode yesterday, so I pushed off today. Next week's episode is also going to be pushed off to later. Hopefully, it will still be Sunday, just later point in Sunday, because Sunday will mark my first MLB game of the season as I am going to the Mets Brewers Series finale, which as of right now, it seems to be Colin Ray versus Tyler McGill. We'll see how that pans out, but yeah. That's why this week's episode is late, and that's why next week will also be a later episode than usual. So let's get right into it. Let's start off with March Madness. There were some upsets. There were some results that played out normal, and then there were some tight ones, even for normal up results. Go through my bracket. So UConn ended up beating Stetson 91-52. On their way to the second round, which I got that pick correct. Northwestern beat FAU 77-65. I got that pick incorrect. And UConn beat Northwestern 75-58, which I had that pick automatically incorrect because I had FAU in instead of FAU advancing. And well, FAU is no longer in the tournament. So UConn advances to the Sweet 16. San Diego State beat UAB 69-65, which I got that pick correct. However, Yale upset Auburn 78-76. I got that pick incorrect. But San Diego State beat Yale 85-57, advanced to Sweet 16 and take on UConn. BYU Duquesne upset number 11 Duquesne upset number 6 BYU 71-67, which I actually picked correctly. Illinois wiped out Morehead State 3-14, 85-69, and Illinois beat Duquesne 89-63, which I got that pick correct, sent themselves into the Sweet 16. Washington State beat Drake 66-61, which I got that pick correct. And Iowa State beat South Dakota State 82-65, which I got that correct. However, Iowa State beat Washington State 67-56, which I got that pick incorrect, sending themselves into the Sweet 16 against Illinois. That is an update for the east part of the bracket. In the south, Houston up hammered Longwood 1-16, 86-46, which I got that pick correct because I do have Houston as my bracket winner for this year. Number eight, Nebraska law got upset by nine by number nine, or lost to number nine Texas A&M 98-83, and Houston survived an overtime almost scare against Texas A&M 195 to advance to the Sweet 16. Wisconsin got upset by James Madison 72-61, and Duke beat Vermont 64-47, and Duke beat James Madison 90, whipping James Madison 93-55 to advance to the Sweet 16 to take on Houston. Texas Tech got upset by NC State 80-67, which I got that pick incorrect. By the way, Duke I got correct in the round of 64. But I had Wisconsin advancing over Duke, so that was already incorrect since it was James Madison instead who lost to Duke. Which I got the NC State pick incorrect. I had picked Texas Tech. And then Oakland with the biggest upset of the tournament, upsetting number three Kentucky 80-76, but they lost to NC State 79-73. I got both of those picks incorrect, sending up NC State into the Sweet 16. Florida got upset by Colorado 102-100. Mark, which I got that pick incorrect, but Marquette beat Western Kentucky 87-69, which I got that pick correct. However, Marquette also beat Colorado 81-77, set themselves up into the Sweet 16 against NC State. I got that automatically incorrect because I had Florida instead, and they did not advance past the first round. That is the south part of the bracket. In the west part, number one North Carolina beat 16 Wagner 90-62, and Michigan State beat Mississippi State 69-51, and North Carolina beat Michigan State 85-69. I got all three of those picks correct, advancing themselves in the Sweet 16. St. Mary's upset number five, got upset by number 12 Grand Canyon 75-66, which I got that pick correct. Alabama beat Charleston 109-96, but Alabama beat Grand Canyon, unlike my pick, which is Grand Canyon over Alabama, 71-62, to set up North Carolina versus Alabama in the Sweet 16. Clemson beat New Mexico 77-56, which I got that correct. Baylor beat Colgate 92-67, which I got that correct. However, Clemson beat Baylor 72-64, which I did not get correct, setting up Clemson into the Sweet 16. Dane beat Nevada 63-60, which I got that pick incorrect. Arizona beat Long Beach State 85-65, which I got correct. And Dane lost to Arizona 78-68, which I got correct, setting up Clemson versus Arizona in the Sweet 16. And then the final update in the Midwest bracket. Number one, Purdue beat number 16, Grambling State, 78-50, which I got correct. Number eight, Utah State beat number 79, TCU, 88-72, as if TCU has still been affected by that college football playoff loss, which I got incorrect. However, Purdue did beat Utah State, which I got correct. 106-67 set themselves up in the Sweet 16. And Gonzaga beat McNeese 86-65, which I got correct. Number four, Kansas beat number 13, Samford 93-89, which I got correct. And Gonzaga beat Kansas 89-68 to set themselves up in the Sweet 16 against Purdue, which I got correct. South Carolina got upset by Oregon 87-73, which I got correct. However, I picked Akron over Crane, which Crane won 77-60, which I got incorrect. And Crane beat Oregon 86-73, which I got incorrect because I had Akron there instead of Crane, which sets Crane up into the Sweet 16. Texas beat Colorado State 56-44. Tennessee beat St. Peter's 83-49. And Tennessee beat Texas 62-58, which I got all three of those picks correct, setting up Tennessee against Creighton. So the Sweet 16 is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then March 30th. And then after that, we're going to have the Final Four. We won't have the Final Four before. Well, might have the Final Eight before. Next episode, we'll probably have Final Eight and leading up to the Final Four before next episode. But schedule for the games, UConn against San Diego State, 1-5, that will be March 28th at 7:39 p.m. Number 3, Illinois against number 2, Iowa State, 3:20 on March 28th at 10:09 p.m. Number 1, North Carolina against number 4, Alabama, also on the 28th at 9:39 p.m. And number 6, Clemson versus number 2, Arizona, also March 28th at 7:09 p.m. Number 1, Houston versus number 4, Duke, that will be March 29th at 9:39 p.m. Number 2, Marquette, and number 11, NC State, that will be March 29th at 7:09 p.m. Purdue against Gonzaga, 1-5, that will be 7:39 p.m. on March 29th. And the last one on March 29th at 10:09 p.m., we will have Crane against Tennessee. See how the rest of the tournament plays out between this week and next week's episode as we get closer and closer to the end. With predictions, I went 2-2 in first four predictions. Round of 64, I went 20-12. And round of 32, I went 8-8. So, decent solid start for my prediction so far with the bracket. But let's move on. So we got some MLB news. I'm going to save. Let's dive into MLB news before we end Korea series news. Two big news. Blake Snell's officially signing with the San Francisco Giants, 2 years, $62 million. Another big domino off the board, but still signing on a small contract. But good, he finally got a contract. We'll see how it plays out for San Francisco. Random trade that came out of nowhere. The Blue Jays traded San Diego Espinal to the Cincinnati Reds for right-handed pitcher Chris McElveen. I have no idea much about this pitcher. Espinal is like a sneaky contact, somewhat has a bit of power hitter. And it's be interesting to see how it plays out for Cincinnati. Michael Lorenzen signing 1 year deal worth $4.25 million with the Texas Rangers. Outfielder slash DH JD Martinez is off the board, signing a 1 year $12 million contract with the New York Mets. Will actually be starting in a minor league camp just to get some action before getting called up to the major leagues for the Mets. And then Ezekiel Tovar signed a 7 year $63.5 million extension with a club option in 2031. That is all the MLB news outside of the Korea series. The Korea series happened since last episode, and we're going to talk about it to start the season, which again was in South Korea in the Gochuk Sky Dome between the Dodgers and the Padres. Game one, the Dodgers won 5-2. Dodgers four-run eighth, leading them to victory. Xander in this game got a hit, which now marks him as the third player with one hit in at least five different countries, six if you want to count WBC Taiwan. But he has one in USA, Canada, Mexico, England, and now South Korea, joining Goldschmidt, Edgardo Alfonso, Jose Altuve, the Jose Altuve tag up play happened again, this time with Ohtani, where basically Ohtani was already heading towards second after on a flyout, but as he went back, he didn't retouch second base, so he was out. Just funny to see that happen again. Ohtani in his Dodger debut had two singles, an RBI, and a stolen base. Glasnow in his Dodger debut went 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs all earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Not a crazy start, but then again, starting pitching hadn't been great all the whole time for the Korea series. And then the second game, the Padres hammered the Dodgers 15-11, a 5-run first and 4-run third, leading the Padres to a W. Mookie Betts with a 2-run homer in the fifth, and Manny Machado 3-run homer in the ninth that sealed the deal. Hit the first home runs of 2024, and Jackson Merrill in this second game got his first major league hit in the third inning with a single. That's the recap for the Korea series. And now with opening day this week on Thursday, March 28th, I'm going to go over the schedule with pitching matchups. So as of right now, the Mets and Brewers will face off at 1:10 p.m., though there are rumors of maybe being pushed to Friday due to rain. The pitching matchup is supposed to be Freddie Peralta versus Jose Quintana. 3:05, Angels playing in Baltimore facing the Orioles. Patrick Sandoval going for the Angels. Corbin Burns pitching for Baltimore. Atlanta Braves at Philadelphia Phillies also at 3:05 p.m. Spencer Strider versus Zach Wheeler. Nationals at Reds at 4:10. Josiah Gray against Frankie Montas, new Red. San Francisco Giants at San Diego Padres. Logan Webb against Yu Darvish. Not the Padres opening day, but opening day for the Giants. Cardinals at Dodgers at 4:10 p.m. as well. Miles Michael is pitching for the Dodgers. Glasnow getting his second start after the pre-series start where he got the no decision. Blue Jays at Rays also at 4:10 p.m. Jose Barrios versus Zach Eflin. Twins at Royals at 4:10 p.m. Pablo Lopez versus Cole Reagans. Tigers at White Sox at 4:10 p.m. as well. Tariq Skubal against Garrett Crochet, which is interesting to see Garrett Crochet start because he's been more of a reliever recently, but could be they're trying to turn him into a starter now. Pirates and Marlins also at 4:10 p.m. Mitch Keller against Jesus Luzardo. Yankees at Astros at 4:10 p.m. Nestor Cortez Jr. against Framber Valdez. Cubs at Rangers, ESPN game, defending champions, 7:35 p.m. Justin Steele versus Nathan Eovaldi. I'm not thrilled about that series, but we'll see how it plays out. Guardians and Athletics at 10:07 p.m. Shane Bieber versus Alex Wood. New Oakland A and Alex Wood. Rockies at Diamondbacks at 10:10 p.m. Kyle Freeland versus Zach Gallen. And Red Sox and Mariners closing out the night at 10:10 p.m. Brian Bayo against Luis Castillo. That's the opening day schedule. We'll see how things play out. And obviously, we'll cover what happens between now and then with historic stuff with opening day. That is it for baseball, and then there's a few NFL news to mention. Chase Young signed up the New Orleans Saints 1 year, $13 million fully guaranteed contract. The Browns extended Jerry Jeudy 3 years, $58 million. Mike Williams signing with the Panthers 1 year, $15 million. And the Chiefs traded quarterback Legarius Sneed to in a 2024 seventh round pick to the Tennessee Titans for a 2025 third and 2024 seventh. This is a whack and crazy trade. Not necessarily out of nowhere, because they did franchise tag Sneed, and he was looking to be traded. But crazy move. We'll see how it plays out for Tennessee and the Chiefs. And that is this week's episode of the podcast. Let's wrap things up. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Many Moons Podcast. On next week's episode, we'll have the MLB recap from what happens from opening day until through the Sunday games, or I guess whatever we get up to by the time I record next episode. We'll have some, if there's any information on that, we'll have that, and March Madness update with the rounds that happen between now and next week's episode. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you're on YouTube, leave a like. Hit the subscribe button, leave the notification bell to notify when I go live and I post a video. If you're a new audio file podcast, leave a review, hit the notification bell to notify when I post in there. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you next week's episode 119. Bye.